We were told to go to the children's hospital from a neurologist that we were seeing ahead of time. And Frankie had some shoulder pain and weakness in his shoulders. He was having a hard time swimming, doing freestyle. And so it was a recommendation to go see Dr. Harper at the children's hospital. Took us a year with Dr. Harper, walking us through every step to get to that diagnosis. And the day the diagnosis happened was July 8th, 2020, a day I'll never forget. We'd already actually ruled out muscular dystrophy. And so when we got told that it was muscular dystrophy, it was a shock. And it was something that just didn't expect that morning to hear. We had a team of our family and friends that actually helped come up with questions for us. The medical term facioscapular humeral muscular dystrophy is the hardest word for me to say. It affects your upper part of your body, so your arms, your shoulders, your face. I'm the type of person that I want to solve every problem. And the way I know how to solve this is to fundraise, because I want money to go for a cure. I was talking to one of Frankie's doctors. She said, you know, we have a walk here. And I was like, oh, that's great. I've been trying to figure out how to do something more local. We started our team Fearless Frankie with them, and we were very successful with the walk. We raised over almost $32,000. My family appreciates that it's all local, and my friends too. They love that we're keeping the money here.
When I come to Children's Hospital, I think it's really neat when they share books with me.
He's kind and loving, and he's funny. A couple years ago, I asked I don't know how it came up, but Frankie said how he would describe himself was kind, caring, and eligible.
I didn't know what it meant.
No, it was pretty funny though. My greatest wish for Frankie is that he's happy and healthy.